Welcome to the Jackson Fives this week. We have a great guest in Barry Church. What's up, Barry?
How's it going, man? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Now, this is crazy. This is a home game for you, right? Mm-hmm. Going back home. What's that feel like?
It's pretty unreal. I mean, I get to play there my second time this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, my whole 8-year career, I've never played there not one time. Going back there for the second time and being in the playoff atmosphere, it's going to be pretty unreal.
Well, how many tickets did you get? I know you got a lot of family there. You know, how many tickets did you get?
Well, I had to cut them off at 8 because, as you know, those playoff tickets are not cheap.
No, they're not.
I mean, it's going to be cold as all heck, so yeah. I'm going to have the family out there, a couple other people, and that's about it.
You know, you're the voice of reason in that Jackson 5 room. You know, those guys, you know, they like to, they're a lot, you know, very boisterous, very, got a lot of characters.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
So, they say you're the voice of reason. You're the grandfather of the group. How do you feel about that?
I mean, that's a role I take with pride. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of egos in that room. Yeah. Man, you got, you know, Ramsey's here. You know, you got Gibson over here. Yeah. I mean, AJ, he's kind of on the low, but he still has a little ego to himself, mm-hmm. too. So, I mean, there's a bunch of guys over there that sometimes they need wrangling in. They need controlling a little bit when things get a little rough out there. Yeah. But I take that role with pride. And so far, it's been so good. I mean, one of the best secondaries in the league, one of the best defenses overall. So, proud I made this move.
Yeah, now I feel you, man. The way you handle them back there, I bet it's a lot, bro. But,
it's
you
tough.
Know, we've been balling, so I'm glad I got you guys back there making them pump the ball, getting these sacks, bro.
This is true.
But speaking on that, you know, it's been a lot of talk in the media. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers are talking about us a lot. You know, they're keeping us on their mind. You know, mm-hmm. Big Glenn saying the last game was a fluke, you know, the interceptions. I mean, how did that make you feel, you know?
As a competitor, I mean, you're definitely going to take that as, you know, kind of disrespectful. Just knowing that we went out there and gave it our all and we dominated that game. And they kind of look at it as just, it was a fluke. It was just a once in a miracle type deal. Mm-hmm. But we're going up there this week. We had another opportunity to prove that that wasn't a fluke, that, you know, our defense was for real, which we have done every step of the game, every step of the year this year. So just going up there and proving those guys wrong is going to mean the world to us and just one step closer to our ultimate goal, which is the Super Bowl.
I agree, man. Like you said, as a competitor, when people are talking down on you, trying to make your last performance not mean much, and when we, like you said, we put our all into it, it does hurt. But we just gotta go out there and do it again.
Yes, so, we will.
It is what it is.
We will.
Bringing you here, you know, last year I experienced it. You know, we kind of had a lot of bumpy days here, bumpy good games and stuff. But you came here, we were 10-6, we're in our second round of the playoff. You know, how's it feel coming here, changing the culture, and just being able to go from to bottom to the top?
Well, for me, I mean, it was kind of easy for me because I didn't have to do it by myself. I mean, I had, you know, 10-year vet and Calais Campbell coming in with all his experience and all his leadership, as well as A.J. Boye coming in with his leadership from Houston. So, and I'm not that much of a rah-rah guy myself. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of just, you know, I'm humble, kind of down-to-earth type of guy. And for me, I'm more of a lead by example. So mm-hmm. if the guys want to see how it's done, I mean, just look at me on the field and that's how it's done. But, mm-hmm. I mean, those guys, you know, Calais is more the vocal guy and he kind of wrangled everybody in. And then we kind of all just led by example. I mean, you got, you know, guys like yourself and Gibson out of here as well that was helping along with it, and we were able to all as a group turn this team around to hopefully a Super Bowl contender, and we'll see what happens though.
Yeah, I'm excited you guys came here to help us turn this around. You know, it's a blessing to be a part of this defense, man.
Yes, it
keep
is.
This thing rolling.